Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@ChristianRecord.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to the show. And if you don't know now, you should know. You can listen around the world. That's right. They're listening around the world. They're listening in Listen to this. They're listening in the United States. They're listening in Canada. They're listening in Australia. They're listening around the world. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we begin tonight's show, and we've got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Let me introduce you to the players. First, to my left, my beautiful, unbelievable, smart wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody. It's good to be back. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and you are listening to the August 7th, 2022 edition. Welcome.
And in his home in Winter Park, Florida, our co-host, Gary Sinclair, are you there, Gary Sinclair?
I sure am, and it's sure glad to be back. And welcome everybody to the show tonight. Going to have a good time with us tonight.
And tonight, we have a guest with us. That's right. All the way from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Her name, the lady of the hour, her name is Liz Olexa. Liz Olexa, are you there?
I most certainly am. It's so great to be back. Thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome.
You are
welcome. We welcome you.
And in the studios, he's the only one in the studios. He's the one who's putting us on the air. By the way, we're not a podcast. With us is a radio show, which you can hear around the world. That's right. We're on radio, AM and FM. We are on the internet. We are, I guess, TuneIn Radio, Alexa. There's many different places you can hear this radio show. But in the studios, his name, engineer, producer, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Yep, yep, yep. You already know. Okay, all right. That's what I'm dealing with already. All right, got it. Yeah, I'm here. But it's more than just one of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's me, myself, and I. Hey, guys.
Good one, Chris.
I always say.
I'm glad to hear each and every last one of you. Liz, how you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for asking.
And the phone number to call in tonight's show is 407-894-1680. I'm going to repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in if you're interested in getting on the air and talking to someone. And before we even begin the show, we got some shout-outs. First, let me just say this way right now. I got to say to my lovely niece, who I've known since the day she's been born. That's right. Today's her birthday. I mean, today is her birthday. I got to say happy birthday to Karen Ruth, my niece. Karen Ruth, happy birthday, baby. And I got to listen to this one. I got to say happy birthday to my great, listen to that, great niece, Emma.
Great, great, yeah.
That's great niece, not niece.
Great.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm great, sorry. Great. It's my great, double great, yeah. great niece. How do you like that one, folks? Yeah. My great,
I think
great.
She's great. She's great.
And then I got to say, this is a shout out to the one, the only nurse who took care of me in my days when I would go to the hospital every day and I would go to the chamber, oxygen chamber, and she was my nurse and she took care of me. I got a big shout out for her. And the latest thing is, folks, listen to this one. We're thinking, I think it got my diabetes. It's
in control.
Not only in control, it's almost going away. Yeah. The doctor keeps on. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Her name is Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn. I got a big shout out for Mary Lynn. My numbers keep on going down, down, down. Now. And I only take one pill a day. And that's with spaghetti. That's with the whole nine yards, eating bread. And my highest number, listen to this, folks, for those who take diabetes. My highest number since I left the chamber, 108. That's my highest number. That's with spaghetti the night before. That's
everything, the whole nine yards, that's behind us somewhere. It's been ranging from 82
so
to 108.
Big hello to Mary Lynn.
Big hello to Mary Lynn.
Right.
Okay, Lynn, you're
okay,
up.
Okay, I have a bunch of shout-outs. Thank you, Kimberly. Okay. So I have several shout-outs. The first one is to Anita Matthews in Oregon, and let's see, Jen Carlson, Nancy Miller in New York, and I have... before I forget, for those of you who thought that ILA would be calling in tonight, unfortunately, they don't have any cell phone reception in Canada, so Melissa will not be calling in tonight, but we'll catch her in a week or two when she does come on. But I have a very special shout-out that's important to Michael and me. And for those of you who know that we lost our Miss Green on February 17th, and Tuesday she would have been 15, and... we missed her dearly, and I just wanted to read a little poem that I'm sure many of you can relate to, whether you lost a dear loved one or a dearly loved pet. And it goes like this. Miss Green, your life was a blessing, your memory a treasure. You were loved beyond words and missed beyond measure. So we just wanted to give that little shout out to our Miss Green tonight in heaven. And Gary, how about you? What shout outs do you have?
Well, I give a shout out to my grandkids in Texas, Jackson and Braden and Julie.
Yeah, little Julie.
And what about Julie. You? And what about you, Liz, Alexa? Do you have any shout outs?
I do. I want to give a huge shout out to my son, Logan, who will be leaving for college on the 29th, starting his freshman year at Cookstown University. And I also want to give a huge shout out to all of my classmates and my training instructors at the Seeing Eye, who has put up with me for the last almost 3 weeks as I was matched with my new guide dog. So I just want to thank all of them for being out there and doing what they do, because it's a better place because all of them are in it.
We look forward to learning all about your experience
later in the show.
Later
yes,
in the
yes.
show. That's going to be
and
awesome.
And what about you? What about you, Chris Shaw? You have any shout outs?
It's always an honor and a privilege to hear your voice. It's, I'm glad that everybody had a great time and everybody's back in one place and one piece, one sound, and somewhat in a sound right mind. Right, Mike? You in a sound right mind?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a fantastic weekend last week.
I got to start off by saying this way to folks. We're going to discuss tonight, the first thing we're going to discuss, and that's a pet peeve. Mm. A pet peeve. My first pet peeve, I'll start off, my pet peeve is the following. What upsets me a lot of times, you go in and you go to a restaurant and you order a sandwich. And what just happened to me recently, can I have extra sauce? Okay, it'd be 20 cents extra. 20 cents. Now, let me explain something to you folks. It's not the 20 cents. It just bugs me. Why they charge 20 cents extra for the sauce? I mean, they already charged me $9 for the sandwich, an extra 20 cents for the sauce because I want extra sauce. That upsets me. Now, you can say, well, that's a really ridiculous thing. But that's the first thing that I got quite a few other peeves, which I'll discuss. But do you have a peeve? The phone number is 407-894-1680. Gary, you got a peeve?
Yeah, I do. Go to restaurants now, and it's really not a peeve. It's just the way the government is now with everything going on and prices going up where you go to eat. I think it's a ridiculous when they go get a breakfast and with the sausage, eggs, biscuits, and gravy and all that stuff. And then I ask for side order toast, and I find out side order toast cost me $3 for two pieces of bread and some butter.
Oh, $3? Where are you going? The Ritz-Carlton?
That was a Perkins.
$3 for an order of toast. Wow.
Yeah, $3. That's what? I couldn't believe it.
I thought maybe you would say a dollar and a half or something.
No.
So do you have a, folks? Do you have a peeve? 407-894-1680. How about you, Licks Alexis? Do you have any peeves?
I do, actually. I think one of my greatest peeves is rude people. Especially... thinking that just because someone has a disability that they are not either intelligent or worth taking the time of day to even say hello to and treating them differently. And that is one of my biggest of all time. And I'm really working on advocating for getting equal treatment amongst everyone. And that one just crawls my skin. I can't handle it.
Well, this is on a peep, but this happened to me this weekend. We were, Lynn and I were at a wedding, and that's the reason why the show was the best up last week. And we were in the lobby of the hotel, and some man walks over. Yeah. I guess he sees that I was blind because my cane was next to me. And he walked over, he said hello, and then he said, oh, you're blind. I never spoke to a blind person before. So I said, well, talk to me then.
He said, with no disrespect.
He said, with no disrespect. I forgot to say, with no disrespect. He said that. No disrespect. I never spoke to a blind person before. So I said, okay, you want to talk to me? What do you got to say for yourself? So we started talking. I said, okay, well, now you spoke to a blind person. How do I sound? Do I sound blind? We're going to take a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How do I sound? I sound blind?
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh,
with the Blind Ambassador to say welcome back. Welcome back. Your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I love to hear from you, is 407-894-6080. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Hope you like the show. And by the way, if you don't even understand, if you're turning the dial in the car, you want to know what we're about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. The phone number to call in, if you want to call in, is 407-894-1680. In a few minutes, and I mean only a couple minutes, we'll be going to our first trivia. But before we do that, I got to tell you a fast story. See what you think. Listen to this one. This is one for, to me, I don't know about you, this is one for the books. I was making an airline reservation, and I called up United Airlines. Now, I am what they call a lifetime platinum when United years ago in 2010 bought Continental. So I did my traveling on Continental and Eastern. Continental bought Eastern years ago. So I did my traveling over the years on Eastern and Continental. And they put me, which I did, I flew what they call a million air miles. Not points. I flew more than a million air miles. So because I flew more than a million air miles, they gave me a status of a million air miles. They gave me a status of lifetime. I can sit in first class and pay the cheapest coach fare. So now here I am calling United. Now, when I went blind, I stopped flying pretty much. I only flew one time since 2008 when I went blind. So what happened was I called United Airlines. And it seems my phone number, they know it in the system. So they say, welcome back, Michael. I said, thank you, to the computer. And then the woman picks up, can I help you? I said, yes, I'd like to make a reservation. She says, before I talk to you, I got to ask you some questions. I said, oh, what kind of question you want to ask me? She says, first question is, what book do you read? What book do I read? I said, I'm blind. I don't read a book. Oh, that's the first one wrong. And what do you mean the first one wrong? She says, if you get two wrong, I can't talk to you. What are you talking about? These are security questions. I said, oh, okay. What's your second question? Your dog. Yes, I have a dog. Okay. And what is the breed of your favorite pet? I said, that's easy. A Cocker Spaniel. Her name is Miss Green. She's a Cocker Spaniel. And she says, oh, that's wrong. I can't talk to you. I said, what do you mean you can't talk to me? Well, you got two wrong. I can't talk to you. I said, what are you talking about? When did I fill out this paperwork? She says, you had to fill it out years ago. I said, let me explain something to you. I haven't flown with United Airlines since you merged. You merged in 2010, and you separated in 2011. So I couldn't have filled out any paperwork, and if I did, I would have known it. I never filled out anything. She said, well, I'm looking at something, and it shows, all right, because I'm going to give you one more. That's it. One more, I shouldn't, but I'm going to give you one more question. What's the question? Your favorite sport, what is it? I said, well, it fluctuates between baseball and football. Sometimes it's baseball, sometimes it's football. That's wrong, she says. What do you mean that's wrong? That's wrong. He says, if you don't like my questions that you filled out, those are security questions. You have to call. And she gave me a name and number and the whole nine yards. I called them. Well, they start saying, when I call them, you have to go on the computer. I said, well, I don't use a computer. I don't know how to use a computer. She says, and then I said, I'm blind. She said, well, why don't you talk to a sighted person? Let a sighted person help you. I said, look, I have a radio show, and I admit it. I said, look, but I tell my audience the same as me, and that is I'm trying to be independent. If I can't use a computer, why should I ask someone else to help me? She says, well, then she started hesitating. I don't know what to tell you. She says, you have to use a computer. You can't get your upgrade. You can fly, but you can't fly first class. And if you want to fly first class, you have to answer the questions. I said, look, can you look up my whole thing there and tell me what it says? Because I never filled anything out. She goes back and says, yes, you never filled anything out. I said, that other woman lied then, because she was telling me all these questions, which I never answered. And she said, I didn't answer this question. Well, I'm very sorry. I don't know what we can do. Anyway, she got a supervisor call me. And then the supervisor kept on saying, you have to have a sighted person help you. Well, I was fighting this over and over again, because to me, you shouldn't have to have a sighted person help you. Because anyone else, I can do it myself. I don't like to rely on a sighted person. So finally, this sighted person who works for United said, I would like to talk to your wife. Now, I'm not going to say no. So Lynn got on the talk to her, and the two of them handled it. And I was very upset, to be honest with you. I was upset because it shouldn't be right that a sighted person has to help me or do for me when they don't have anything else, because they have a department that I found out, and I even asked her later, for the blind, a department, but it's only for reservations. It's not anything else to help you with. And that to me is ridiculous. So what do you think, folks? Am I right? Am I wrong? 407-894-1680. That's the latest thing that went through. Gary, it's time for your ridiculous trivia question tonight. It's music. So, Gary, you're up.
It's not ridiculous.
Well, it's a cute song. Cute song. Gary, you're up.
It's a good one. This is an oldie, oldie, oldie. And I don't think we've ever played this one on a show before. And that's between two radio shows that we've had. And it's very cute. And I want to see if you know who is playing this song.
Oh, man, dig that crazy chick.
Oh, and it's short, short.
Everybody should know this one. It's simple. Who is singing this song? Come on now, we want to give a prize away. Call in now. We're ready to give a prize away.
Quiz. 407-894-680. New callers first. Let's see who is going to guess the song. Okay, we're waiting for the answer. 407-894-1680. Gary, that's a tough song. Tough song, Gary.
I guess it could be. But it's
fun song. That's ridiculous.
You and Gary were complaining about, you know, the extras that you have to pay, but these restaurants are trying to stay in business too, so you have to understand that.
No, that's true. Charge more for the sandwich.
Well, yeah, it's like when you used to do your.
No, I know what it is about, but it's just, you know, just wow, it's just unbelievable.
No, we're just not used to it.
No, I say they should charge more for the sandwich. Well, charge more for the sandwich.
Yeah. Well, it's got to go because, you know, they got to stay in business. I understand it.
So Liz,
next time, make sure you look.
Liz, did this happen to you recently? It sounded like you were talking from experience.
Yes, actually. And it has to do with getting my new guide dog. I find that when I use my cane and I was at the grocery store, people would hit me with their carts and then tell me to watch where I'm going. Mm-hmm. They just completely ignore me. Or make snide comments under their breath as they'd walk around me. But now that I have a guide dog by my side again, it's, oh my God, look at that dog. Look at that woman. Look at everything you're doing. Oh my God, that's so incredible. And it's like, no, I'm being independent. There's a big difference. You know, so that's why I feel the way I do about that. But I've always noticed the big difference between just going out with my cane and the treatment I'd get versus going out with the guide dog by my side.
In Florida, I find the opposite. They're not rude with my cane. No, they've always been not very nice to me.
In fact, you won't go anywhere without your cane.
Yeah, I always go. That. Yeah, that's where
I'm surprised, Liz.
Yeah, wow. That's the one reason I love the cane. Besides navigating for me, my navigation cane, it helps me. But it also, people always look at it and they say, oh, okay, excuse me. People open doors for me because of it. I say, thank you.
Yeah, no, we don't get a lot of that respect and politeness up here. And I don't know if it's just the area that we live in, or obviously it's not that way everywhere, which I'm glad to hear.
I think, you know what? It could be the age, too. Because down here is a lot of seniors, so the seniors are nicer, I think. I mean, reference to that because of the cane.
Well, Floridians are nice.
Listen, we just nice. I have two callers on the phone line. I have Derek from Winter Park, Florida, and Christine from Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
Who was first? Who was first?
Derek. Christine.
Derek, I think. Christine, okay.
All Derek is first.
All right, here we go. Christine.
Yes.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fine.
All right, you ready? You think you got the answer?
I really wasn't going to call about trivia because I wanted to let a new person get it first, but I could try. and I also wanted to talk about that sighted person thing that Michael was on about, too.
Okay.
So if it's okay if I...
Well,
I guess
let's talk to her about what she wants to... Yeah, and then we'll talk to Derek.
Derek
okay, let's talk to her. What do you want to talk about, Christine?
Okay, about this whole sighted person thing. I ran into that one time. I was having some trouble with my PC. And I called the disability support line for Microsoft. And I forget what the matter was now, but I was calling them, and the first thing I told them is, hey, I'm blind, and I'm having trouble with my PC. And they said, okay, let's see what we could do. So they gave me a couple commands, which I did. And then they said, oh, do you see that triangle in the upper right-hand corner? No, I don't see a triangle in the upper right-hand corner. It's right up there in the upper right-hand corner. No, yeah. I don't see it. It's right up in the upper right-hand corner. I forget what
color.
Did
you tell me you're blind?
I did. I said, no, I thought I told you I'm blind. And she goes, do you have a sighted person there that can help you? And I said, no. Oh, maybe you should get someone sighted who can help you. And at this point, I wanted to go through the phone and choke her. so I'm like thinking, I'm not going to get anywhere with this person. So I just said, thank you very much. I hung up the phone. And, you know, I did have to get my sister to come over and help me with what the problem was. But at that time, I swore, I'm getting a Mac. Microsoft the way they're
acting.
Oh, well. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Christine.
Thank you.
So much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's hear from Derek. Derek?
Yeah, hi, Derek. Hey, Derek. Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
Doing fine, buddy.
Good. You know, Michael, based on the story you told a couple of minutes ago related to the United Airlines, I thought I'd share something with everybody, and that is that I use a CPAP machine, and I went into the Advent Health, one of their sleep labs, and I took the machine with me, et cetera, et cetera, and they checked everything out, did the test, and they then started calling me to say, would I like to order my supplies from them? So I said, certainly, why not? So because I use my supplies much longer than, you know, the insurance will supply them before I actually need them, but I still get them from the insurance. That said and done, they send me items that did not belong in my machine, nor would they fit in my machine. So a couple of weeks went by after I discovered that, and then I called them, and they just kept telling me, well, you've got 30 days to return something that's wrong. And I explained to them, listen, I do not keep things that are, you know, I do not discard things sooner than they should be discarded. I use them until they break. And I said, based on that, I only just came right now to open up a new one, and it's the wrong equipment. So the lady says, sorry, I cannot help you. So I did some research, and I found out the layers of organization in that particular entity. And I then called one of the higher-ups, and I explained that I'm blind and that I can't see anything when it arrives. I've got to open the packet, and I wasn't ready to open the packet because I was still using the older equipment. And the person I spoke with, actually, to keep the story short, she actually, after listening to me, she said, let me verify that you brought in your equipment to us. And a couple of minutes later, she's back and she says, wow, you're right. We do have all the correct information. We sent you the wrong stuff. I said, thank you. Now, please replace it. A couple of days later, boom, there it was. So I guess the long and short of my story is this. When you have a problem with somebody, like you had with United, work your way up the ladder to the point of where you then transcend down from the top. And that usually brings solutions.
Basically, work your way up the ladder, all the way.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Good point, good point, good point.
Sure.
Thank you. You know who sung that song, Derek?
What's that, Michael?
Now, this is Gary. Did you know who sung that song?
Sorry, Gary, I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
No, he doesn't know, Gary.
We have to go to break.
So nobody knows it. Nobody knows the name of the song.
All right, Gary, get
or the singers.
Oh, okay.
The singers.
Right.
Thank you, Gary.
All right.
Thank you, Derek.
Bye.
Gary.
What's the name of the song, Gary? We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back.
Oh, yes, we're back. This is your host, Michael. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And if you're driving, drive safe. Now listen, folks. Harry,
up the line on a driving.
Looks like nobody called in. Chris, did anybody call in for the answer to the song?
Go ahead, tell him, Michael. I'm disappointed.
Well, I do have a caller that just called in from Clinton, Indiana.
Oh, well, he does for the song?
Yeah, he did call in, but I'm trying to go over the list to make sure that he's good to go off the list. He's not on the list, and I don't see him.
He's not on the list.
All right, so that's our good friend all the way up in Clinton, Indiana, right next door to me, our good friend Howie. Uh-huh. John, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine, but Chris, how are you doing, bud?
Good. Hey. So John was trying
Welcome,
to...
Welcome, John.
Hey,
Howie. Indiana.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Doing good. What's the answer?
Was it Royal Teens?
You got it, man. You have it. 100% right.
Short, number one song. So John got it. So John, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway's coming your way.
Congratulations.
I sat there and I kept thinking about that, and I thought, well, that's got to be the Royal Tees. I've been listening. I couldn't come up with it for a long time, and then I thought, well, you weren't going to give it away, and then you said, nobody know it. And I thought, I'm going to call in to see if I was right. So,
You're right.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, bud.
Come your way.
Thank you. Thank you, Brett.
Okay,
Lynn,
you're up.
Okay.
You too, Lynn.
Bye. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Take
Have
care.
A good week. You too.
Bye.
Okay, well, bye-bye. It's my pleasure to welcome back our friend Elizabeth Alexa. Now, you ready for all the things that she's accomplished? Here we go.
Oh, dear, don't embarrass me.
Oh, I have to. That's my job, to embarrass me. Liz is the founder of Self-Discovery Advisor, and she is a certified life coach. She's president of the Lehigh Valley Center for the Blind in Pennsylvania, and she's an author of her recently published book, which we bought, The Poetic Journey from Darkness to Light. Welcome back,
Welcome, Liz.
Thank you, guys. It's always so great to be on the show with you.
Welcome. And you have some news.
I have some amazing news.
You do.
So when I was on just a little over, I think it was five, six weeks ago, I was on with you guys talking about the release of my book. And I had shared that it's been a rough year so far. I lost my husband February 7th, and I lost my first guide dog, Bryce Christy, 8 weeks later. And I have been very patiently waiting for that, you know, wonderful phone call when you're waiting for a guide dog and the school you apply to calls and says, we think we have a match. And I got that call. And I just returned home this past Wednesday with my new Seeing Eye guide dog. I'll tell you a little about him before I share his name. But he is 2 1/4 years old. His birthday is April 17th of 2020. So he is a COVID baby. He is a beautiful, very large yellow lab. He's about 70 pounds. And he has a chocolate lab gene. So he's almost white on his body, from what I've been told. His ears are caramel colored. And he has pink eyeliner and a pink nose and light brown eyes.
Rabbit?
I wonder. And he's got some really neat dark brown markings, almost stripes on his face. From the chocolate lab gene in his body. So it almost looks like he has tears running down the outside of his face. It's really unique. He's a very silly boy, an extremely hard worker, and he loves to snuggle and cuddle. He melts into my lap because he's a melty cheese boy. His name is Nacho.
Nacho man.
He's my dog, Nacho dog.
Nacho dog, my dog.
That's right.
He's beautiful. And I have to tell you, I posted some pictures on Facebook, and my favorite picture is of you and Nacho standing at the railroad tracks at the train station.
We have some comments about it, right?
Yeah, waiting for your well, your first train ride with Nacho. What a beautiful photo.
Oh, thank you. My my trainer took that for me.
Okay. And, we love that photo.
Oh, I absolutely will. Our experience was really incredible.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did he do
on the train?
Well, I don't mean to brag, but he is a perfect little boy. There were very few times where I needed to leash correct him at all. He's very, very dedicated to his work. He loves to work, and he aims to please. So he does everything he possibly can to make sure that I'm safe, happy, and, you know, pleased with his work.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. Let me give you out the phone number to call in. 407-894-1680 if you would like to talk to Liz Alexa. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680 if you'd like to talk to Liz Alexa.
Thanks, Michael. I love talking to people. Oh, my macho boy.
Macho man. So how old is he then? I didn't quite catch.
He's 2 1/4 years old.
Wow,
so his birthday is April 17th of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny you play that song because his nickname is the Macho Nacho, Mr. Nacho Supreme. He's got lots of really great names already.
And where did you get him?
I got Nacho from the Seeing Eye out of Morristown, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It is the oldest guide dog school in the world. That's also where I got my first guide dog, Rice Krispie, from.
Lisa?
Yes, Gary.
I just want to say that I'm glad you went to that school. I've had three dogs from that school, excellent dogs. The first dog was back in 1983. And I was there.
I wasn't even born yet, Gary.
They had the blizzard of 83.
It was.
Well, they had the blizzard of 83, and that was rough. We got trapped inside for 3 days, couldn't get the doors open barely, except to get the dogs out.
Oh, my goodness.
New Jersey.
The weather while we were there was exponentially hot. We ended up going into town and starting our working routes by 7:45 every morning because the real feel was over 100 almost every day. And it was just absolutely brutal. So, you know, I did give a shout out to the Seeing Eye as my little shout out, and they really truly do deserve it because we gained all of the experience and all the necessary, you know, techniques that we needed to know. And they had to accommodate. They had to adapt. And I think it was a really great experience for all of us involved. You know, as a person who is physically blind,
right?
I've learned to adapt and accommodate my whole life, you know, over these past almost 10 years now. And the fact that the faculty, the trainers, the staff were just so accepting of just, okay, well, the way we used to do it isn't going to work this time, so we're doing it this way. And it still was 100%, and everybody was on top of it. It was just
They treat you like a king and a queen with a lot of respect.
Absolutely.
Everybody's equal there. Everybody is equal there. There's nobody that's not equal.
Exactly. And that's one thing that I love. Everyone greets you with a smile. You can hear it in their voice. You don't even need to see them. You are respected, you are treated with dignity, and you leave with your head held high. And Logan even commented me that when I got home, he said, Mom, I have not seen you have your shoulders that far back and your head that high with a smile on your face many months, you know, ever since before Remy passed. So, you know, it's just an unbelievable feeling to have that harness in hand and to fly down the road, fly down a hallway.
Liz?
Yes, sir.
I want to say one more thing. That when I went there, they changed it after my second dog. But before my last time or first time I was there, way before me, when you went to dinner, all men had to wear suit coats and ties. The women must wear dresses. It was very petite.
Yes, they were actually talking about that. Some of the our classmates who had been there for their seventh, eighth, or ninth dog were commenting on that. And it was so neat to hear that history. You know, this class ranged in ages from 18 to 80.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible how, you know, we all come in from different backgrounds, different experiences, different ages, and different memories. But we all make new ones and become part of that for one another.
At one time, a few years ago, I thought a guide dog, it was the cost to train a guide dog was between $30,000 and $40,000. And now you're saying, I saw on your Facebook page, because you were raising money for your birthday, for Seeing Eye, instead of birthday gifts for you. And you said $60,000 to $80,000 for one dog?
Yes, because
when I was there, it was $58,000.
Was it?
So then gone up, yeah.
What were you saying?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, because they're on special diets. The genetics have changed. They're working with limited funds too, you know, and to make the dogs do what they need to do and to be at that prime ability across the board for every stage you could possibly imagine, you know, it takes time and it takes training. And there's so many people involved in those processes.
Right.
And it is costly. However,
Just to give you an idea of the time, we're almost at the top of the hour, but would you like to, can you stay at the other side of the hour for a while?
I would be honored to.
Oh, good. You know why? One of the reasons, well, we love your company, but one of the things I was hoping that you would do is to teach, inform our listeners who are sighted how to approach, you know, a guide dog and what the rules are, because I noticed one of the rules that you said when you read your book signing at Barnes & Noble, you said you were very glad that people did not interact with your dog. And I thought, uh-oh, boy, am I guilty. So we'll talk about that in the second hour, but continue on with your train of thought. I just wanted to give you an idea, because pretty soon Chris is going to tell us we're going to go to the top of the hour, and I don't want you to hang up.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I won't hang up. I'll hang on.
Okay, good.
For
good.
Dear life.
Well, Lynn, did you know that school is a philanthropy?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yep, and every year, ever since I was matched with my first guide, Bryce Crispy, every year for my birthday, I do raise funds for the Seeing Eye, because their mission means so much to me. And even with my book sales, 15% of all of the book sales that I do acquire goes back to the Seeing Eye, because what they do has changed my life. And I would not be where I'm at if it weren't for these amazing creatures.
I think it's amazing that you said some of the people that, no, but Gary and Liz were saying that some of the people that have had seven or eight guide dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a gentleman in my class. I don't want to pull out names just in case people don't know, but he was 80. You know, it's just unbelievable to me. And I think they move faster than we do. It's just unreal what these four-legged companions and guides can do for us. It's not that they even are, it's not their tool. They could be considered a tool, but they become part of you. He's an extension of me.
Right.
And I love the phrase, 2 + 4 = 1. You know, 2 of my legs, 4 of him equals one heart and one soul. And
hey,
we
Liz.
Work together. Yes, Gary.
I just wanted to... I'm just going to say something what I've always said. Those stairs, I call them the stairs from hell. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
They're bad. After you had a good workout, a good long walk, and then you come in and you have to go upstairs, that kills you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's just all, I think it's incredible what they do. I want to say what they do to us in class. What they make you do in class, because...
Oh, yeah.
They have to cram so much into such a short period of time.
Uh-huh.
And then when you come home, it does make it an easier transition, because it's like you're going nonstop in class.
Yep.
You know,
do they still do the cat? Do they still do the cat?
The cat?
Bring it in? The cat. They'll have one night, one of the instructors would bring in a big cat and let it walk around the big conference room upstairs. You know,
they
the dogs see if the dogs are going to react to that cat.
They have three live-in cats right now. Nash is the oldest. And then they have two kittens, who is Mo for Morris and Dot for Dorothy Eustace, who was one of the founders of the being up. And they wander the main floor of the building, the offices, the women and men's lounge.
They walk
up and down the hallway. So that it's constant distractions. And
my first dog, I had trouble with cats. My first dog, I had trouble with cats when I came home. They just wanted to go after cats. So I think they started that program then.
Yeah, I think it's very beneficial because it really helps with animal distractions.
Oh, yeah.
But everything that they've instilled in their program, for example, these cats, you know, there's a purpose behind it. You know, I may not, or others may not be a huge cat person. I personally have cat allergies. But I totally appreciate why they're doing it. And it was a great opportunity for me to learn and work with my dog and to see how Nacho would respond and really listen to my commands. And it creates a stronger bond. I think it's really a beautiful process.
I want to let you know something that probably a lot of people don't know, too, is they still stay in contact with me. I get three CDs a year. I think it's three CDs a year. Telling you and updating me and all the information. Christmas time, all the instructors say Merry Christmas and sing songs, and you'll be getting those as a alumnus for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I've been getting them for the last 8 years.
Okay. Yes, Lynn.
Derek, I just wanted to ask you, you had three dogs, and how many years did that span, the three guide dogs that you had from there, before we go to break?
Let's see, I got the first one in 83, and the last one was in the 90s. And he had to go back, my last one, because they're trained to not, if they know somebody, they're trained not to go to that person if they see him, unless I tell the dog to do that.
Okay, we're going to go to
break. My dog just wanted to go visit.
hold that thought. Hold your both thought. We'll talk to you when we come back after the top of the hour. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.